Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Acra Automotive with our halftime report. Only the best for you, Acra Automotive. Shelbyville late in the second period, providing separation, and now with a 46-31 lead over Morristown on the BP Dock Shop scoreboard. Shelbyville is scoring in transition, and they've gotten contributions from really everybody who's hit the floor.
Yeah, they absolutely have. 5 of 9 from three-point range, and Yend has hit one, Davis, Kramer, and Kuhn has two, so they're getting contributions from everywhere, and they're just outplaying Morristown right now.
Individual scoring for the Golden Bears, being led by Zach Kuhn with 14. Luke Asher has 11. Josh Williams has 10. Also 5 points coming from DJ Kramer, and 3 apiece, Garrett Davis and Mitch Yen. Golden Bears are 3 of 4 at the free throw line in the first half. For Morristown, 4 players have scored. Trevon Carlton, Logan Theobald with 8 apiece. Kyle Krim has 6. Morristown being led by Logan Laster. He has 9 at halftime. Jackets, 6 of 8, free throw shooting in the first half. Shelbyville, 25-21 lead after 1, and at the half, now leading 46-31.
Morristown, after 7 of 15 in that first quarter, finished the first half 11 of 28 for 39%, 3 of 11 behind the arc. They had 2 threes in the first by Kyle Krim. Theobald got one in the second. 11 rebounds, 3 offensive, 8 assists, 5 first half turnovers for Morristown. Shelbyville shooting much better than Morristown, 19 of 33, 58% from the field. I mentioned earlier, 5 of 9 from three-point range, 56%. 18 rebounds, 4 offensive, 10 assists to only 3 first half turnovers for the Bears. Individual leaders in the rebounding column for Morristown, Logan Theobald spent much of that second quarter on the bench, still led the way with 5 rebounds. In the assist column, Livesey, Theobald, and Laster each with 2 for Morristown. Shelbyville in the rebounding column, led by Asher and Kuhn, each with 6. Josh Williams with 4. And in the assist column, Williams and Kuhn each with 3 so far in the first half.
At the break, 46-31 Shelbyville. This is the halftime report brought to you by Acra Automotive on Giant FM Sports.
The team of knowledgeable professionals at Clark Orthodontics know how a beautiful smile can affect your confidence and self-esteem. At Clark Orthodontics, their goal is to provide you with high-quality treatment and give you that terrific smile. Dr. David Clark uses modern treatment techniques to ensure that you get the smile you've always wanted in the most efficient, comfortable way possible. In Shelbyville, visit Clark Orthodontics at 1530 South Miller Street. Call 392-6166 or online at smileByClarkOrtho.com and get the smile you've always wanted.
Have you heard about Cagney's Giant Deal? Go to Giant.fm and print off the 2-topping large pizza for only $9.99. And after you print off the coupon, bring it to Cagney's Pizza King, 33 East Broadway in Shelbyville, for a large 2-topping pizza. And it only cost you $9.99. That is definitely a Giant Deal. For lunch, for dinner, before or after the game, for pizza, Mexican, or even Italian food, Cagney's is the place to go.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Acra Automotive halftime report. Shelbyville 46, Morristown 31. We often tell you where we're going to be, where we're going to be broadcasting from. Hauser Triton Central next Tuesday, Shelbyville Batesville next Thursday, and then wherever the sectional allows us to be the week after that. But as Delta was here last night, I was thinking about where I might go if we weren't broadcasting. How about the Newcastle sectional? Yeah. Now, Delta has to play Muncie Burris, so let me go ahead and say Delta will finish the season undefeated.
Right.
Led by Josh Bryan at 25 points per game. Luke Bumbleau will be on his home court, averaging 32, and Luke Brown and Blackford at 37 points per game will be there as well. What a sectional that is at Newcastle.
Yeah, some high-scoring players, and you'll have an undefeated Delta team. You'll have a Newcastle team on their home floor led by Luke Bumbleow and maybe his final games there at the field house. So, yeah, that sectional, if we weren't broadcasting, that would be where I'd be those nights.
And thinking about where we could have been, Trident Central girls fall to Winchester last week. Today, Winchester advances to be in the state championship.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Trident Central, a really good opportunity to win that game. They came up short. The good news for Coach Graham is all five of his starters are back next year, and I think Trident Central will be in position again to get to a state championship game, and hopefully for the Tigers they can do it next year. I think they have a good chance to do that.
Shelbyville 15-point lead, final seconds of the ACRA Automotive Halftime Report. What can, what should Morristown do to climb back?
Well, it's easy to say they need to go to a zone to kind of slow down the athleticism of this team, but then you really, if you don't get out to the shooters, you leave a good shooting Shelbyville team with some wide open looks. If you're going to stay in man, you've just got to challenge yourself. Each player has to challenge themselves to play harder, to play better help side, and team defense is going to be, if they stay man, the Jackets have to play better team defense, and each individual has to step their game up if they've got a chance here.
Morristown ball to open the half. Starters on the court for both teams, Laster, Krim, Theobald, and Carlton offensively. Shelbyville in the 3-2 zone with Williams, Kramer on the point, and Davis. Asher and Kuhn have the back line, and an entry pass toward the post, deflected and stolen by Shelbyville. Into the front court, with it is Williams.
The first 3 minutes of this quarter is really going to tell us where the rest of this game will go.
Kuhn drives. Laster falls down trying to draw a foul. Didn't happen. Kuhn missed the shot. Loose ball rebound. Laster, he'll push it front court, drop it off to the trailer in Theobald. Around the perimeter it goes. Carlton back to Cameron Krim. Pass out to Theobald, falling down on the dribble, and a foul call on the Bears on Kramer. And for Kramer, really Theobald fell on him, but Kramer was there trying to reach around and come up with the ball, his second foul. Morristown needing to make a dent early on. Cameron Krim left open, will take the baseline jumper, high off the rim, no good. They'll scramble for the board, saved on the floor by Laster, out to Krim. Kyle Krim with it, on the perimeter Theobald, Carlton from the corner. Good, on a three.
Morristown needed that one. Trevon with his fourth field goal of the night, first three.
Carlton on the year, his eighth made three-pointer, 46-34. Williams got it poked away by Theobald, regains the dribble, gives it off to Kramer. Lob out front for Kuhn. Kuhn will take it onto the right side for Davis. Davis crossover dribble into the paint. Left wing Kramer splits defenders in the paint, hooks it down to Kuhn, good on the layup. And B.J. Kramer facilitating the offense on the assist.
Well, he really got into the heart of that defense, and when the defense shifted to him, Kuhn was wide open on the block.
48-34, the SHS lead. Pitch and catch out front between Theobald and Krim. Theobald backs it away on the dribble. Krim on the sideline, defended by Davis. Davis will follow him up to the top of the zone. Kramer picks it up from there. Theobald working the free throw line. Now it will switch up. Laster will come to the point. And Morristown maybe a little befuddled by the zone right now. Trying to reset. Theobald again in that high post area. Kyle Krim down to the baseline. Forced to wrap around bounce pass on the baseline. Knocked away out of bounds off the hand of Asher.
If Shelbyville stays in this zone, look for Morristown to maybe go to Garrett Jones or Drake Moore, two guys that can shoot from long range. At least give them another option, somebody that Shelbyville has to defend.
Laster with a catch in the paint, fouled on the catch by Williams. Second foul, Williams. Second on the Bears. Laster inbounding toward the corner with Krim. Jumper won't go. Rebound contested, and Cameron Krim called for the rebound foul. Made contact with Davis. First on Cameron Krim. First on the Jackets. 2.5 minutes in, 48-34. Shelbyville here in the third. Williams to the top of the key. Kuhn steps out, wanted to go down low to Asher, and Asher had turned expecting Kuhn to shoot. The pass, though, hit a Morristown hand and went out of bounds.
And that's twice Kuhn's gone up for a shot, and everybody's turned to go for the rebound.
Williams, Kramer for three. No. Laster trying to block out Kuhn, long rebound. Kuhn able to collect it. Here's Asher on a drive to the front of the rim, left the layup short, rebound off Theobald, and will stay with the Golden Bears. Inbounding baseline under the basket, Davis to Kramer, a three, yes. DJ Kramer's second three, he has eight, 51-34, Shelbyville. On the dribble outside, Kyle Krim. Right wing catch for Cameron Krim, now Kyle on the left. Down at the baseline, Carlton turned away. Laster high on the right wing. He'll drive baseline, go behind the back. Good cut, Kyle Krim. The catch in the paint, scoop up for two.
Yeah, good cut by Kyle, good pass by Laster.
Shelbyville quickly up court. For Kramer on a three, no good. Williams runs down the rebound. Williams will now drive baseline, go on the reverse, and a foul call should put Williams at the line. For Logan Theobald, that'll be number three. Josh Williams will shoot two. 10 points so far tonight. First trip to the line. Free throw good. Williams with 11. 4:21 left to go in the third. Williams good again. Shelbyville leading 53-36. Laster and Kuhn, they've been head-to-head much of the night. Kuhn picks up on Laster now up top. Laster giving way now to Kyle Krim. Krim tried to use a screen, had to come back around it the opposite way, and a foul. Krim tried to use a screen, had to come back around it the opposite way, and a foul call on the floor. I think it's going to be Davis. And that'll be number three on Garrett Davis. He'll exit, replaced by Yin. Sawyer Jones checking in for Morristown, and he'll come in for Cameron Krim. And the Jackets to inbound under the basket. Krim will throw out to Sawyer Jones. He'll give way to Laster. Coming is Krim on the wing. Pick and roll with Jones. Outside, open, near top of the key, Carlton missed on the three. Rebound, Kuhn. Kuhn ahead to Williams. Baseline, cut off by Theobald. Out for Kramer. Kramer will drive it to the rim. Blocked on the way up. Kyle Krim got a piece of it. Carlton the rebound. Up ahead, Morristown for Laster. Cross-court pass, open is Jones. Can't make the three. Rebound knocked to the floor, picked up by Williams. Kuhn front court. Stops, passes baseline. Kramer hands to Kuhn for three. Got it. Kuhn with his third three of the game. 19 for the contest and a timeout, Morristown. 3:16 left to go in the third on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Shelbyville 56, Morristown 36 on Giant FM Sports.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi. I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Johnny McCree, Jason Parker, 56-36. SHS a 20-point lead on Morristown. And as much as Zach Kuhn has scored 19 points, it's his defense that's probably provided the key difference in this game.
Yeah, he's really bottled up Logan Laster. Laster's gotten a few here and there, but he's been it's been hard to come by tonight with Kuhn's length and athleticism on defensively on Laster.
Morristown ball coming out of the timeout. Shelbyville appears to be ready to switch things back into man-to-man defensively. They've had that the last couple of trips. We've seen the 3-2 zone a good part of the night. Here's Laster on the give and go. Tough lefty layup, and he gets off a high point off the glass. 56-38, Kuhn in the paint. Stripped, loose, Theobald falling to the floor. Going to be called for traveling, and if not traveling, Logan fell out of bounds with the ball as well. Shelbyville will keep it on the baseline. It'll be Yend to trigger. And Kuhn, I don't know, does he have some blood on the jersey? The official talking to him. And Kuhn may be having to get some jersey cleanup done. They're looking at Logan Theobald. The good news is for Morristown, those black jerseys may hide anything that's on those. I'm willing to bet that Shelbyville now will take a timeout, and that was number one going to be my first bet. My second bet was going to be, I think Zach Kuhn has had more jersey cleanup than anybody I've ever covered for a full career before. So timeout on the floor taken by the Bears. It's in a box somewhere. High school basketball tonight being brought to you by Maximum Results. Dream homes found here by Cagney's. Something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's in Shelbyville. The draw tomorrow, the all-important bracket setting for the upcoming sectionals.
And I think there's a lot of sectionals across the state that really the bracket, the draw is very important. It is every year, but I think more so this year across the state. There's some big matchups, and it just depends on where they fall. There's some interesting sectionals in Indianapolis. We talked about Newcastle, Shelbyville, down at Columbus. A lot of eyes and a lot of attention on the IHSA radio network tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
So Kuhn is ready to go. Whether he can re-enter at this point or not, we'll see. But he has a black wrap around his right elbow. I'm not sure they've got the jersey to the official's satisfaction. And Shelbyville will take another timeout with 2:54 to go in the third during this jersey cleanup. And the way Kuhn shot out after coming to the huddle with the wrap on his elbow, I'm guessing he's looking for another jersey or pair of pants right now.
Yeah, back-to-back timeouts. Coach Mack doesn't want to go back into play here without Kuhn, it seems like.
So the teams will talk over everything they've already talked over, and we'll see if Kuhn can be ready to go. Where you look at the Shelbyville huddle right now, it's really just looking down at the end of the bench. There's not a lot of conversation going on right now. And Kuhn, I don't think, is in the gym. Now he is. He re-enters. And he has the same jersey number, but I think he has a new pair of pants on. Either way, the officials are satisfied, and here we go. Yend inbounding baseline. Down low intended for Kuhn. Tipped away and stolen. Picked up by Krim. Krim front court. 2:40 to go. Morristown down by 18. Here's Jones. Backdoor cut. Laster. Nice look from Jones. Bucket good. Laster with 13. 56-40. Shelbyville in the lead. Here comes Asher driving, splitting defenders, throwing it cross court. Intended in the paint for Kuhn. Off his hands. Picked up by Kramer. Kuhn above the arc. Kramer from 21. Hard off the rim. No. Rebound Kuhn underneath Williams. Tough layup. Good. Williams has 14. Shelbyville up by 18. 2:05 to go in the third. Morristown, quick hit up court, nothing available. Krim defended by Yen. Jones guarded by Kuhn. Laster right now guarded by Williams. Here's Theobald. Gives it up, gets it back. Logan on the left-handed drive, takes it right at Kramer, draws contact, will go to the line. And Logan Theobald will make his third trip to the free throw line in this game. Foul on Kramer, his third, and the team's fourth. Theobald, 3 of 4 at the line, 8 first half points. That free throw make his first point second half. Kramer will sit, replaced by Sherwood for Shelbyville. Sawyer Jones out of the game. Maddie Livesey in for Morristown. Theobald good on a pair. 58-42, BP Dock Shop scoreboard, 1:45 to go in the third. And Morristown zoning. High post catch, Asher dropped it, picked it up, banked it in from 13. Asher with 13 points in the game, 60-42, the SHS lead. Krim, the crossover between the legs, can't find a way to penetrate on Yen, brings it way back out front. Krim, one-on-one with Yen, top of the key catch for Carlton. Here's Laster, guarded again by Kuhn, lost the dribble, got it back. In the corner, Carlton found room to go. Lefty layup on the finish. Trevon Carlton, as ambidextrous as ever, has 13, 60-44. Here's Kuhn for three, no good. Rebound tipped around, out of bounds, off Shelbyville. And for Morristown, a chance to get closer with a bucket and now a stop.
Asher on the other end, he's 6 of 8 from the field. So is Trevon Carlton. Actually, Carlton is 5 of 7.
Scott McClellan said Asher, an X factor in this game, and he's been a good one for Shelbyville tonight. 60-44, Krim off a screen, driving, taking on two defenders. Wild scoop up and over the rim, no good. Rebound, Kuhn.
Morristown really hasn't seen a player of Asher's size and athleticism this year. He brings definitely a dynamic that you don't see a lot at the 1A level.
Yeah, for Eastern Hancock, a recent opponent, they had bigs,
but not
the mobility.
Right.
Kuhn dribbling unguarded with 20 seconds left. Morristown laying back in its zone. Shelbyville waiting for a final shot. Clock down to 10. 8. Kuhn top of the key, bumped by Theobald, forces it up. Theobald got the strip. Kuhn got it back, and then it kind of turned into a wrestling match for the ball, and somehow Kuhn got elevated. They aren't going to give him the shot attempt, but they do give a Morristown foul. It'll be a Shelbyville inbounds on the baseline with 1.2. Theobald on his fourth foul will exit, replaced by Cameron Krim. Williams inbounding, a lob to the rim. Asher the catch, steps in, can't finish as time expires. We've wrapped up three quarters of play from Garrett Gymnasium. Shelbyville 60, Morristown 44. On Giant FM Sports.
McCain Manor is the finest independent living retirement community in Shelby County with assisted services and 24-hour care for residents 55 and older. McCain Manor currently has 1 and 2 bedroom studio apartments available. It is pet friendly. McCain Manor offers 5-star dining and a full calendar of creative programs and outings. For more information or to schedule a personalized tour and a complimentary meal, give Tracy Tucker a call at 317-398-3100 or visit McKay Manor at 1473 East McKay Road in Shelbyville.
Hi, I'm Blake Salmon from Salmon Brothers. You may know we're the one dealer in Shelbyville to offer 7 great brands all at one dealership. But did you know we're also the first place you should bring your vehicle for auto repair and body work? For complete service, call 392-2636 to schedule your next appointment. For your next Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, service, body shop, and parts all in downtown Shelbyville. SalmonBrothers.com. Why go anywhere else?
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball on Giant FM.
Shelbyville 60, Morristown 44 as we go to the fourth. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, Shelbyville basketball. Morristown showing zone, but trying to spread out and pick up on ball handlers. And Williams going to be called for traveling. Williams made a long stride forward with the intention of going nowhere, but apparently the back official said that pivot foot came off the floor.
It'd be hard to think that it didn't, but it was hard to see from up here.
Kyle Krim at the point. Maddie Livesey a catch. Logan Laster top of the key. trying to work on Kuhn into the paint. A kick for Carlton. Check that. A kick for Krim. Kyle Krim good on the three. He has 11. 60-47. Morristown hanging around within 13. Kuhn. Blaster falls down trying to draw a foul. No call there away from the ball. Here's Williams around a screen. Picked up by Cameron Krim in a switch. Williams launched into him. Krim falls down. No foul call. And the step back jumper good by Josh Williams. Williams has 16. 62-47. Shelbyville. Kyle Krim dribble drive baseline. Ball knocked out of bounds. And I think Williams on the tap may have hit it off of Davis. It'll be Morristown ball, Laster to trigger. Throwing out front for Livesey. Krim to the basketball. To Laster on the sideline. He'll dribble his way into the paint. Spin move, throws it away. Right into the hands of Williams. Williams, the fast break, down court layup good.
Williams has been quick, athletic, and efficient tonight.
18 points. And another poke away by Williams, but again, Krim gets around him on the dribble. Williams tries that behind slap and called for the foul.
8 of 10 from the field for Williams. A lot of them have been right at the rim.
Third foul, Williams. Fifth on the Bears.
You know what stands out to me looking at this nice crowd tonight? Uh-huh. Absolutely zero student section for Morristown. Unheard of, but it's the day and age we live in.
Logan Theobald with four fouls back on the floor. He has it on the dribble to the rim. Layup good. Good handoff from Carlton coming around the horn.
Theobald 3 for 3 tonight. Too bad he's been out with foul trouble a lot.
64-49. Shelbyville's lead 15. And Williams, who had the ball at the free throw line, surrounded the defense open. And Williams just went right to the rim and laid it in. 66-49. Laster for three. Short. Rebound, Theobald. He'll drive it to the rim between defenders. Blocked on the layup by Asher. Scott McClellan wants a foul call. Not going to get it. And the ball in the backcourt in Kramer's hands. Laster tied him up. Possession arrow, Morristown.
Fourth turnover in the half for the Bears. Seventh in the game.
Getting a little more heated here in the fourth. Still, Shelbyville the lead. A tap up. Oh, my! The throw to the front of the rim, and Laster got a fingernail on it and tipped it in. Kramer front court. Runs over a defender. Charging call. Laster on the defense. But back to the other end. How did he even touch it, let alone get it to the rim?
Well, Kuhn's back was turned, and Laster was able to get off the floor quick before Kuhn could get up to contest. And it was just right, a great pass by Kyle Krim out of bounds.
That foul, the offensive foul on Kramer, his fourth, team sixth. Morristown within 15 will have the ball coming off a timeout with 5:43 left to play.
They're going to have to come up with some, obviously, points on one end, but stops on the other, and they haven't been able to do that consistently tonight. They've got about a 2 or 3 minute period here where they, if they're going to get back in this game, they've got to do it in the next couple of minutes.
If you're Shelbyville, do you have any thought, especially if the zone stays intact, of shortening this game and lengthening a possession here and there?
I don't think Ryan Mack's capable of shortening a game. I think he's going to be full throttle the rest of the way.
Morristown basketball down by 15. Still time with 5:40 to go. Laster front court getting a screen from Carlton. He'll drive it to the rim, right hand finish, and it curled off the rim and missed. Kuhn into the front court, splitting defenders, getting tripped up and fouled. Either Jones or Laster. It's Laster, his second. Team foul 4. Inbounding sideline midcourt. It'll be Davis. Kuhn walks it up into the front court. Gives for Kramer on the left side. Williams up top. Williams guarded by Krim, crosses over to the rim, not able to finish. Rebound, Asher, leaning in, scores. And offensive rebounding. Scott McClellan was worried about it, and with good reason.
Yeah, that's his fourth offensive rebound, seventh overall.
68-51. Laster, step back, no three, will now drive into a defender underneath. If it's on the defender down low, it's on Asher. If it's up above, it's on Kuhn. Shelbyville fans want a charge, not going to get it. Instead, it'll be Kuhn on the attempted block. That is only the first foul on Zach Kuhn. To the line, Laster missed the free throw. And Laster has 15 tonight, but it's been a hard-pressed, hard-to-get 15. He now has 16 on a make on the second. 68-52, Shelbyville with the ball and the lead. Coming to it is Davis. Kuhn off to Davis. Outside Williams. In the corner, Asher. And Shelbyville playing their offense a bit wider than they have some portions of the night. On the perimeter, Davis will back away from Jones. Pocket 425. Williams starts to drive, stops, gets in amongst three defenders, lost it, tried to throw it back to Kuhn. Kuhn wrestling for the ball, dives for it, and a timeout as Kuhn gets on top of the ball, and Jones falls across him. Shelbyville fans want a foul call. Jones is a little bit shaken up. He's okay, but slow to the huddle, and the Bears are awarded the timeout with 4:15 to go. Shelbyville by 16 and will have possession coming out of the timeout. Next Tuesday night, at least one more look at Wyatt Felling as Hauser comes in. What a career for Wyatt Felling.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of points and just a good kid overall. It's been fun to cover him.
Then Thursday night down to Batesville. Bulldogs and Golden Bears wrap up the season in one of those non-conference, nobody has anything to lose, but also nobody has anything to win Thursday night before sectional basketball games.
It makes sense that you play each other. You're so close here on I-74, but definitely a late Thursday game in the season, not one that either one is probably looking forward to.
Zach Kuhn, a catch and shoot three coming out of the timeout, missed. Rebound run down toward the corner by Krim. Krim will skate it up into the front court, get into the paint, under the free throw line, miss the jumper, but Logan Theobald, holy cow! He gets the rebound running in as the trail player and then pops it up in the air underhanded. It comes right down through the net, and he was fouled.
And with a make here, Morristown could get it within 13.
The foul, the fourth on Davis. Free throw, Theobald, good. And again, Morristown not knocked out just yet. Down by 13 with 3:50 to play. Williams against Morristown man-to-man. Kramer on the perimeter and throws it away. Intended for Davis, but Davis vacated the spot where the ball went. Into the front court, Krim. Laster, head fake, maintains the dribble. Spin move, lost it on the way up. Not sure who got a hand on it, but Kuhn picks it up. Kuhn front court. Drops it down low. Asher with the lane. Luke Asher, 17 points. Shelbyville, 70. Morristown, 55. Just over 3 minutes left. On the outside with it is Laster looking back door to Krim. Instead in the paint to Carlton. Outside to Krim. Jumper good. It's a three from the right corner. Kyle Krim. His 4-3, he has 14 points.
Jackets need a stop and then a must-score possession next time down.
Under three to play. Shelbyville by 12. A look down low to Davis. The catch, good, strong pivot, and the bucket good.
Livesey with a cardinal sin there. Didn't see the ball. Had his back turned, and Davis with a nice catch and score down low.
Shelbyville again by 14. Here's Krim driving on Williams. Williams, I think, got a piece of the shot from behind. He grabs the rebound. He'll push it the other way. Williams in traffic, stripped, but fouled. No free throws here. Foul on the floor. Substitution, Morristown. Matty Livesey out. Garrett Jones, the 6'3 junior who had 19 in the JV game, checks in.
Very capable three-point shooter when he has a second to get it off.
Kuhn, awkward pass outside. I think it slipped off his left hand as he tried to push it, and it just missed Williams out of bounds. It'll be Morristown ball at midcourt, And the Jackets will have it after a timeout. 2:21 remaining. Shelbyville 72, Morristown 58 on Giant FM Sports.
Picture this. The long winter nights are over. You wake up to the birds chirping, coffee brewing, and the sun peeking up over the horizon to shed that first light on the Maximum Results real estate sign in your front yard. You know there's no better time than now to put your house on the market, and Maximum Results would love to help you prepare, list, and sell your home. Whether looking to buy or sell, we have the experience and know-how to get the maximum results. Contact Tyler Hankins at 317-364-8913 today.
Now's the time to shop Acra Automotive during their huge tax sale. Acra has a large selection of cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. If you've been looking for a quality, pre-owned, certified vehicle, now's the time. The savings have never been bigger. Visit Acra Automotive, East State Road 44, Shelbyville, to see why your family, friends, and neighbors continue to shop Acra.
Only the best will do. Only the best for you. Acra Automotive Group.
Local news and high school basketball is on Giant FM.
Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker, just over 2 minutes left. Morristown down low, not able to convert on a possession coming out of a timeout. Shelbyville the ball and a 72-58 lead. Kuhn backing away from Theobald. Theobald playing with four fouls. Kuhn now triple teamed and just couldn't pick up the ball to unload it to somebody else. Laster the pick and Laster the bucket. 72-60. But the clock, that's the biggest enemy for Morristown now, down by 12. And a poke away again. Williams had it taken by Krim. Got it back. Throws it outside. Davis. Now Kuhn. Kuhn will drive, runner in the paint, good for two. Kuhn with 23. 74-60. Check that 21 for Kuhn tonight. Here's Laster. Open look, Kyle Krim. The three no good. Davis on the rebound. He'll give to Kuhn. Laster bodies him up backcourt. Kuhn gets around him and then fouled at midcourt by Krim. 1:03 to play. Morristown with changes. Livesey, Sawyer Jones, Cameron Krim in. We've seen them throughout the game. Drake Moore, number 11, the 5'9 sophomore in as well. And Garrett Jones stays on the floor for Morristown. Under a minute to go. Backing away on the dribble is Kuhn. Krim out to check him near midcourt. And a 5-second count on Zach Kuhn. And for Shelbyville, nobody's moving, and I'm not sure Kuhn aware of the 5 count at the time. Garrett Jones, Drake Moore, Cameron Krim. In the corner, Sawyer Jones. A couple of dribbles into the lane. Outside, Garrett Jones for three. Back to him, no. Rebounded by Kuhn. And the clock at 30. And Ryan Mack with a timeout because he wants to make substitutions. And the Shelbyville seniors will exit their home floor for a final time. Williams, Kuhn, Davis, and Kramer. A lot of family members I know in attendance for the seniors tonight, and one of them off to the left was a pretty good Golden Bear himself in Ben Kramer. Down to 20 seconds as Shelbyville tries to run out the clock. Leighton Steineker on the floor. So is Hunter Deaton, number 5. Sherwood and Yend back out there, along with Jalen Pettis. 3-2, clock expires. Shelbyville knocks off Morristown tonight. Our final on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard. Shelbyville 74, Morristown 60. The post game is brought to you by Cagney's. It's next on Giant FM Sports.
Breaded Tenderloin Sandwich is one of Indiana's most popular sandwiches. And in Shelbyville, you'll find the best tenderloin at BP's Doc Shop. That's right, you'll find the number one best-rated tenderloin in Shelbyville at BP's Doc Shop, 326 East Broadway. If you're looking for a quick bite to eat at lunch or an afternoon snack, stop in at BP's Dock Shop for a great-tasting tenderloin or try their Chester's Chicken menu. They also offer convenient snack items, fountain drinks, and fresh brewed coffee. If you haven't tried a tenderloin from BP's Dock Shop, you, my friend, are missing out on the real deal.
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Indiana, who do you meet? When you're working for a mover and shaker with strong ties to our community, who are they? When you encounter a group of people eager to roll up their sleeves, who are you most likely to work with? Answer. Men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Taking the initiative, being a good teammate, sacrificing personal glory for the greater good. These are qualities we expect of our leaders, and they're all being cultivated in the high schools right here in Indiana. Question: so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer: high school sports.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Picture this. The long winter nights are over. You wake up to the birds chirping, coffee brewing, and the sun peeking up over the horizon to shed that first light on the Maximum Results real estate sign in your front yard. You know there's no better time than now to put your house on the market, and Maximum Results would love to help you prepare, list, and sell your home. Whether looking to buy or sell, we have the experience and know-how to get the maximum results. Contact Tyler Hankins at 317-364-8913 today.
McKay Manor is the finest independent living retirement community in Shelby County, with assisted services and 24-hour care for residents 55 and older. McKay Manor currently has 1 and 2 bedroom studio apartments available and is pet friendly. McKay Manor offers 5-star dining and a full calendar of creative programs and outings. For more information or to schedule a personalized tour and a complimentary meal, give Tracy Tucker a call at 317-398-3100 or visit McKay Manor at 1473 East McKay Road in Shelbyville.
Get the inside story weekday mornings on Giant FM Sports.
Cagney's post-game report, something for everybody on the menu at Cagney's in Shelbyville. Our final BP Dock Shop scoreboard, Shelbyville 74, Morristown 60. Johnny McCurry, Jason Parker. And for Morristown, they got down mainly into a second period doldrum where they lost that period 21-10, and there just wasn't any recovering from it.
Yeah, they really could never string together enough stops and then enough scores to get back to under double figures in the second half. They would get it to 12, but couldn't come up with the key stop. Shelbyville always had the answer to get push it back to 14-15 points, where they held that lead most of the night.
Shelbyville with three players in high double figures tonight, led by Zach Kuhn with 21. Josh Williams had 20. Luke Asher, 17 points. 8 points from DJ Kramer, 5 for Garrett Davis, and 3 for Mitch Yen. TJ Sherwood, Hunter Deaton, Jalen Pettis, and Leighton Steinecker all played but did not score. 5 of 6 free throw shooting for the Golden Bears in this game. For the Morristown Yellow Jackets, 4 players in double figures. In fact, those are the 4 who scored in the game. Logan Laster finishes with 18, 15 from Logan Theobald, 14 for Kyle Krim, and 13 by Trevon Carlton. Drake Moore played late. Matty Livesey, Cameron Krim, Garrett Jones, and Sawyer Jones did not score. Morristown 10 of 13 at the free throw line. Shelbyville a 25-21 lead after one. Open it up by halftime at 46-31. 60-44 after three. And the Golden Bears defeat the Yellow Jackets 74-60. Shelbyville now 11-10. Will play at Batesville next Thursday on Giant FM Sports. For Morristown, they're now 17-4. This ends a 9-game win streak for the Yellow Jackets. They will play at home against Rising Sun on the 19th and then finish the regular season at home against Tri-High next Friday night.
Morristown was able to shoot better in that second half, 11 of 24, 46%, 3 of 9 from three-point range. Shelbyville, a great shooting second half, 60% on 12 of 20, 2 of 6 behind the arc. for the Bears in that second half. And my apologies, in the pregame I said the Bears won't get close to 62% as they shot last year. They did just that, 58% tonight from the field, 31 of 53, 7 of 15 behind the arc, 47%. The big number, they out-rebounded Morristown 32 to 18, 8 of the Bears 32 coming on the offensive end, 17 assists, 12 turnovers for the Bears. Morristown 22 of 52 from the field, 42%, 6 of 20 behind the arc, 18 rebounds, 6 offensive, 15 assists, and 9 turnovers for Morristown.
Coming up, we'll talk with the head coach of the Golden Bears, Ryan Mack, on the postgame brought to you by Cagney's on Giant FM Sports.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
This is high school basketball on Giant FM.
Cagney's postgame report from Garrett. Shelbyville, a 14-point winner over Morristown. We're joined by Golden Bears head coach Ryan Mack. Second period, a big part of the lead you build, and from there you just maintained it much of the way.
Yeah, quarter we did what we wanted to do against Morristown tonight, which was get out and run and really attack them off the dribble, and I thought that we did a really good job of it in the first half. And we're not a great basketball team when we have to hold the ball or play patient, but you know, we need to learn to be able to do that, because if you're going to play, you know, and it's Bloomington South in the sectional, if you get a lead, you have to learn how to maintain it and not necessarily hold the ball, but get a good shot or a layup before you take something that's just not, you know, not good, or just throwing the ball away.
Coach, you got a really good night from Kuhn, obviously, but Williams and Asher both very efficient, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, I thought Kuhn really controlled the whole game, starting from the tip. I thought he was excellent. He made a lot of great passes. He was on the glass. But then, you know, Josh did a great job of just taking the ball to the basket and finishing around the rim. And then Asher was all over the offensive board. So that's a lot of the things that we talked about this morning were, you know, just the fact that we needed to do what Delta did to us last night and, you know, beat them physically.
You sent Kuhn out to defend Leister right from the start.
Yeah, and, you know, I thought that Zach's our best on-ball defender and Logan's their best player. So I just thought that, you know, that gave us our best chance to slow him down. I thought he did a really nice job.
You have two different ball clubs in here from Friday to Saturday. What have you learned that you can take into Batesville and then into whoever the next week?
You know, for us in the next couple weeks, it's going to really come down to, you know, rebounding defensively, because, you know, we didn't do a great job of that. Even tonight at times, we didn't get a lot of the loose balls and a lot of the, you know, easy stuff on the glass. So we have to clean up our rebounding, and then obviously we need to clean up our turnovers.
Talk about a Thursday game at Batesville where, again, number one, it's a Thursday, which seems odd. We've played it for several years that way, though. But two teams, there's nothing to win, there's nothing to lose, and everybody's thinking about the next week.
You know, for us, we just play the next game, so obviously Batesville's a big game for us in terms of finishing the season with a winning record and finishing 12-10. So I think that, we won't prepare for the sectional until next Friday for our opponent, because, you know, we prepare for the next game. So we'll find out tomorrow who we draw.
Get up in the morning.
Yeah, and, you know, one last thing I just have to say, you know, our senior class, I just really appreciated getting the opportunity to coach those guys over the last, you know, 6 years I've been here. I thought that I've never come into the gym with any one of those four guys and not had a good time or felt as though, you know, that we weren't trying to make the Golden Bear basketball program better. So I just want to thank each one of those guys.
See you next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Ryan Mack with us on the post game, brought to you by Cagney. Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBond, players of the game still to come. Shelbyville with a 14-point win tonight. And we will break. Players of the game on the way on Giant FM Sports.
Have you heard about Cagney's Giant Deal? Go to giant.fm and print off the two-topping large pizza for only $9.99. And after you print off the coupon, bring it to Cagney's Pizza King, 33 East Broadway in Shelbyville, for a large two-topping pizza. And it only costs you $9.99. That is definitely a giant deal. For lunch, for dinner, before or after the game, For pizza, Mexican, or even Italian food, Cagney's is the place to go.
Hi, I'm Blake Salmon from Salmon Brothers. You may know we're the one dealer in Shelbyville to offer seven great brands all at one dealership. But did you know we're also the first place you should bring your vehicle for auto repair and body work? For complete service, call 392-2636 to schedule your next appointment. For your next Buick, Cadillac, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram, service, body shop, and parts all in downtown Shelbyville. SalmonBrothers.com. Why go anywhere else?
Question. When you walk into the boardrooms of the most successful companies here in Indiana, who do you meet? Answer, men and women who played high school sports. Education-based high school sports give us more than athletes we can root for. They give us leaders we can depend on. Question, so where will we find tomorrow's leaders? Answer, high school sports.
This message presented by the Indiana High School Athletic Association and the Indiana Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Heritage House of Shelbyville, your leading rehab to home long-term care and memory care community, will always be full of the friendly, caring faces that come guaranteed with our signature family-owned and operated reputation. Now our warm and inviting atmosphere comes with a brand new remodeled makeover. Heritage House is excited to announce we have doubled the size of our brand new memory care wing. Haven Court, come visit us at 2309 South Miller Street or call 317-398-9781 to tour our beautiful new memory care wing, Haven Court.
Are you happy with your kitchen's design or the changes you'd like to make? Then see Mike DeVoe at D&B Cabinet Sales. D&B Cabinets is a locally and family-owned business. They've been helping their clients with kitchen designs since 1961. D&B Cabinets featuring Homecrest cabinets with in-stock cabinets, or they can custom design a new kitchen just for you. Visit D&B Cabinet Sales at 660 East Jackson in Shelbyville or call 392-2870 and see how D&B Cabinets Sales can help you design the kitchen you want.
Local radio is high school basketball. Basketball on Giant FM.
Final time this season from Garrett Gymnasium. Shelbyville closes up with a victory on senior night, 74-60. And time now for our Shelbyville Mayor, Tom DeBond, Players of the Game. Good government through fiscal responsibility. For the Yellow Jackets, Logan Laster.
Yeah, we talked throughout the broadcast how Laster was really being defended well by Kuhn all night, and that was a tough matchup for Logan, but I thought he did a good job of maintaining his composure, trying to pick his spots where he could, and I thought he played a really good game from start to finish. 3 rebounds, 5 assists, and those 18 points, and I just thought it showed his maturity that we've seen over the last 4 years just grow and grow. Being defended by a very good player, he was able to pick his spots and still get 18 points.
And for the Golden Bears, Zach Kuhn.
Well, Kuhn just did a little bit of everything tonight. 21 points, 12 rebounds, 6 assists. And, again, defensively made it very hard for Laster tonight. Kuhn, in his final game here at Garrett Gym, definitely showed everybody around what kind of player he is.
All right, Shelbyville, Batesville next week, Morristown, Rising Sun, and Tri-High. Aside from Morristown with Rising Sun in what could be played again in the sectional, not a lot of drama there. The drama is at 5 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, and we've talked about it throughout tonight. Everybody will be tuned in to see just where their favorite teams will be playing, and like we've talked about, the draw is going to be very important for several area teams, and it starts right here with Shelbyville. They've got to get a good draw if they're going to find themselves deep in that sectional tournament.
Coverage tomorrow at 5 o'clock of the sectional draw. Next week, Tuesday, Hauser at Triton Central, and Thursday, Shelbyville at Batesville.
Let me just say one quick thing. Off air, we were talking, will this game continue on over the next couple years? Well, one thing, if you're an athletic director at both schools, to think about, the attendance that you're going to get each night in this game. It's hard to turn away that kind of money that this crowd brings, and I think that should be a factor. And definitely this game has been well attended both years, and I think both schools, the county, I think, would love to see it continue.
We'll find out. I know Shelbyville has changes on the schedule on the way. We'll see if this is or isn't one of them. Again, the final tonight on the BP Doc Shop scoreboard, Shelbyville 74, Morristown 60. For Jason, I'm Johnny. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. So long, everybody.
Thank you to these sponsors of high school basketball, Major Health Partners, Shelby County Drug-Free Coalition, Sandman Brothers, BP Dock Shop, McKay Manor First Bank Shelbyville, Heritage House, Mayor Tom DeBon, Shelby Materials, Cagney's Pizza King, Maximum Results, Clark Orthodontics, Koenig Equipment.
Your radio.
This is my station.
Giant.